Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is January the 4th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Genesis chapters 10 to 12. We should examine our motives every day. We read in Genesis chapter 11 verses 3 and 4 like this. Then they said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly." They had brick for stone and they had asphalt for mortar. And they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth." The families of the sons of Noah got together in the land of Shinar and found a plain area to start a building project, the first of its kind, that would include a city with a skyscraper whose top would reach the heavens. They had devised a new method of baking bricks and using asphalt to hold the bricks together. In their excitement of being involved in this gigantic building project, their conversation with each other reflected their motives for building this high tower. Number one, they wanted to reach the top heights of glory, even up to the heavens where God is seated on his throne, just like Lucifer. Number two, they wanted to make a name for themselves, reflecting pride, so that their future generation would honor their greatness, ingenuity, and industry, which would put them up on a pedestal. Number three, they wanted to avoid being scattered, that appears to be out of defiance against the rule of God. And number four, they wanted to reach heavens by their own works instead of receiving grace from God. When God came down to the earth and examined the city under construction, he found their motives impure and scattered them all across the earth by confusing their language. What resulted out of this construction project was a city half built with an unfinished tower that was not of much use to anyone. Whatever we do in our lives, whether for the kingdom of God or for our personal lives, we need to examine our motives every day and make sure that God gets the glory in everything we do. If not, God will not be pleased with our efforts and we will receive a curse instead of a blessing from God. We read in Colossians chapter 3 verse 17 the words of Apostle Paul like this, "And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him."